Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Tibble Nibbles, where we go to PicQ in the city. I've been the fan of PicQ for a very long time. I first started going quite a few years ago. Pretty much just after they opened, I heard about it, that there was this place just off Carnaby Street that was where you queue around the block and you couldn't even be sure of getting a table because once they sold out and they just sent you away. So I joined the queue once. I'm not a huge queuer. For things, there are places that I just won't go to because I know that I'm not going to stand in line for an hour and a half or something. My time is a bit more valuable than that. But I went to PicQ, I went and tried it, I was super impressed. The things that impressed me the most were the quality of the smoking. I was still very much a newbie at that point. I hadn't eaten a lot of barbecue, but it absolutely blew me away. But the thing that really got to me was the mashed potatoes and bone marrow gravy. It still ranks, I think, as my favourite mashed potatoes that I've had in a restaurant pretty much anywhere. Every time I go, I have it, and I'm never disappointed. So we had that. It obviously proved to be very successful. It was very small. The one just off Carnaby Street, I think it was like 26 covers, something like that, and you were all pretty mashed in. It was very friendly, the staff was great, and it was almost like you were around at someone's house and they were just bringing stuff out for you to eat. It was great, and obviously based on the success that they had with PicQ there, they opened up a much, much larger restaurant, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 times the size, in Devonshire Square in the city. So I went there for soft launch, and I thought it was pretty good. Not really a place that I would have hurried back to, but we got an offer of 25% off, which I think we could use on Monday to Thursday. I'm not sure whether it's still going. Certainly worth a look. And we went, we had 2 tables. There was a table of 4 and a table of 5, I think, of us, which was really nice. You'll have to forgive me, I forgot to take pictures of the menu when we went, so I can't quite remember everything that we had, but I do remember we certainly had the jacket potatoes, and sorry, not the jacket potatoes, the potato skins for a starter, which were very nice. We had bone marrow, which was pretty good, and then most of the rest of the stuff we ordered off the sample menu, and two of us wound up having the lamb neck fillet, and 2 people I think had another sort of cut of lamb. We had that with the mashed potato, which I would never not order in there, and also we had some sort of salad-y stuff and some courgettes as well, which were pretty good. Now, I thought the food was okay. I thought it was very, very expensive for what it was. I mean, lamb neck fillet is one of the cheaper cuts that you can get. I have to say I wanted to look up how much they would be to buy in a butcher's. You got one, you didn't even get, you know, both sides of the lamb neck, you got one of them, and it was £16, which I thought was very, very, very expensive for what you got. It was well cooked, it was a bit gristly, but you know, it's lamb neck, so you are going to get a little bit of that. I thought they probably could have been a little bit more careful with how they selected the ones that they got, but when it was tender, it was very tender and nice. The other lamb I didn't get to try, but that looked pretty good as well. So all in all, you have to forgive, this is a fairly quick review because I wasn't that impressed. I do find that what they tried to do is they've tried to take the, you know, uber friendly someone's dining room vibe that they had in this tiny place just off Carnaby Street and transmit it to, you know, a large restaurant in the city. And it just doesn't work. It just feels a bit flat, the restaurant. You know, the staff are lovely. They try to do the sort of whole friendly thing, which I'm still not 100% sure I like, you know, where they sort of pretend to be your mate. And I still find it quite difficult of staff touching guests. I'm probably a little bit weird like that, but I do find it quite strange when they're, you know, almost put their arm around you while you're doing ordering and this sort of stuff. And I think that worked at the old place. I think in the new place it doesn't. It feels all a bit forced and a bit odd. But yeah, so for a 25% off deal, I thought it was okay. I thought it was expensive even at 25% off for what it was. I probably wouldn't recommend going there. I'm not a huge fan of the new place at all. So yeah, if you've been, if it's, you know, one of your regular hangouts, let me know what you think or what you like about it. And if you don't like it, please let me know what you don't like about it. But it's not somewhere that if you haven't been, I certainly wouldn't make a special trip and go. So let me know what you think. This, I appreciate this one is probably slightly more controversial. Most of my other reviews have been pretty positive. This has been the first one where I've said, probably not worth going. So let me know what you think. You can get me on tibblenibbles@gmail.com. So tibblenibbles@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Twitter. So I am tibblenibbles. So tibblenibbles on Twitter. And let me know what you think. So ready for episode number 9, where we go almost to the opposite end of the scale and have a great deal in Bert.